Good afternoon, everybody. It's 30 minutes past one, and you're listening to Community Corner on Roach Valley Radio. My name's Tim Moore. It's a pleasure to be back. What a lovely afternoon. It's always nice to be joined in the studio by other people, so it's not just me rambling on to myself. Today is our monthly visit from the Bury Hospice. We always have different people in, and it's always brilliant. We've got fundraisers in, we've got people who are based at the main site, we've had people in who are based at the shops. It's brilliant. But today we are very much in the presence of She Who Must Be Obeyed, without a show, who's now chuckling at the concept on the other side of the desk. We're joined by Helen Lockwood, the new CEO, 6 months into the job, and we're also joined by Alison, the head of fundraising. Is that still your...
It is.
Your official title? Alison's been in before, so Alison's used to the way we run this show. But Helen, it's your first time in. Thank you so much for coming in.
And thank you very much for the invite. It's great to be here.
Well, I didn't invite you. Alison said that you were going to come in, so...
I dragged a kicking and screaming.
Yeah, you've been volunteered for this. Can you just do me a favour, Helen? Can you just sit a little bit closer to the mic? Would that be all right? That's perfect. Thank you very much. So, a lot has happened since the last time you were in. We missed you over Easter because you were at the Rock on the same day that you were supposed to be here. So we missed you over Easter. So there's an awful lot gone on since the last time we spoke, Alison. You've had the memory walk, you've had the comedy night, you've had all sorts of things.
Yes, it's been a very, very busy few months, and we've raised lots of much needed money for the hospice. So we had a fabulous sportsman's dinner back in March, and it was our special guest was Sam Allardyce, and he was absolutely amazing. And we raised £21,000 that night. And thank you to everybody who attended that. Lots of high network businessmen. It was fabulous.
How was Sam Allardyce?
He was very, very good.
Funny?
Very funny. Very honest.
Yeah.
Actually, he didn't hide anything. He addressed everything he wanted to. So, and we had questions and answers, so we answered everything quite honestly. But he was very, very funny. So, yeah, it was a great night.
Okay.
A great time. And we also did the memory walk. So we walked from our old hospice to our new hospice. Well, our current hospice, and we had like over 100 people who did that.
Mm-hmm.
And we raised £13,000 on that day.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well done.
And it was an amazing sight to see everybody in Bury Hospice t-shirts snaking through the centre of Bury.
Yeah.
It was really uplifting.
Yeah.
It was really, really good.
Oh, good.
So that was fantastic. Yeah, so Helen and I both did that as well. So it was quite easy at the end, wasn't it?
Oh, no, it was great. It was a fabulous opportunity for me to meet loads of people and... the energy and the just the real passion, enthusiasm for the hospice really came through on that day. But it was a really sunny day, so it was lovely.
So as a relatively new CEO, to have something like that in the first sort of early bit of your time sort of gives you a real feel then, doesn't it, of what the hospice means to the community?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, if I go back even earlier, I mean, I started in November. And, you know, before you know it, it's Christmas, and we were into the Christmas tree collection. So I took the opportunity just to understand what that was and what it was about. And that is absolutely phenomenal. Over, you know, a weekend, the trees that are collected and the volunteers. I mean, we have over 460 volunteers that support the hospice. And I got to meet just a few of them at that weekend. So... that really gave me an insight into the amount of time and passion that people have. And I met some really lovely people. It was great.
So one of the things about the hospice, and one of the things that we've talked with about the people who... the people who've been in before, and Alison and other people as well, is that you aren't only there for... you know, what people would assume that a hospice is. You also provide inpatient care, you have an outreach community service, you have bereavement services, you've got specialist teams who provide, you know, all sorts of different services as well. One of your jobs as a CEO, I suppose, is to work out the best strategy to spread knowledge about this.
Yeah, well, it's to spread knowledge, spread awareness, make sure that everybody in the Bury community knows that we're there for them. You know, whatever stage of their journey that they're on. And indeed, the same goes for their family and close friends. But the strategy for me is also about what more can we do, and what more can we do with our partners at Bury Council, in health, in the acute, you know, Fairfield Hospital, other partners that work in this field. Part of my job is connecting and going, actually, by being together, can we help more people? Can we work together better? And so that's part of what I'm doing as well.
And one of the things that we talked about before we came on air was your aim is to very much include the hospice in a patient pathway, because people, when they get to the kind of, you know, the diagnosis that they get, it's very much something that you want to be smooth and simple, and not something people have to ask around for or have to work for, you know, because there's other they've obviously got much more important things to worry about.
Oh, I know, absolutely, and I think there's so much more for us to do in Bury to make sure that we do make things as simple as possible, because you know, as you've just said, when you receive that diagnosis or you understand that things are going to be different, you often just need somebody to help you, or you need somebody to navigate, or you need somebody to just take away some of the complexity of dealing with different professionals, different, you know, there might be different appointments or you know, things going on in people's lives. I want Bury Hospice to be at the heart and the centre of that, and a real go-to place that's safe and that people really trust.
So how do you do that? Because that's all kind of about early intervention, isn't it? That's about letting people know in a weird sort of way that it's there before they need it. So is that about you making sure that GPs know about it, making sure that, you know, the North Manchester Care Alliance knows about it? Is that you talking to the right people?
It is, and it's them talking to us as well. So we've all got a part to play. This isn't all just about Bury Hospice, and it's us doing our bit and doing it really, really well. But it's I think that we could be a real conduit. We could be the glue that holds a lot of this together on behalf of our partners. So it is about talking, but it is also about perhaps, you know, the pathways, the way that information's recorded, the stuff that people shouldn't know about. That's where I want to get into, and that's where I want to smooth and make it better, so that it's just easier for people. And so part of one of the things that we want to do this year is extend our services beyond. We do outreach work 5 days a week. Well, we should be doing that 7 days a week. So we'll be piloting and really working towards doing that. And, you know, that it's small things like that that will make a difference.
Well said, well said. Right, well, we're going to take a break for some more music. But before we do, the floor is yours, Helen. Away you go.
So I know I'm here to talk about Bury Hospice. And however, it would be remiss of me as a mother of two amazing daughters. One of them, it's her birthday. So happy birthday, Emily. I hope you have an amazing, amazing weekend. And I love you all.
You've got to do the DJ bit now. And this is...
And this is your favourite song, Helen.
Ready.
They'll never give me a job on this radio station.
Yeah, having to whisper the song title is never a good sign. It's never a good sign.
But I am. Happy birthday, Emily, and you are a woman.
Your number one local radio station, Roach Valley Radio.
Sorry, we've just been talking about something that we absolutely can't talk about on air, because I'd be dragged into it.
Not
a cat and Elle's chance, because at the moment they'll do anybody that's got anything to do with it, so absolutely not, no. Welcome back to the show. This is Community Corner. It's Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Roach Valley Radio. My name's Tim Moore, and I've been joined by Helen Lockwood and Alison. Alison, I've forgotten your surname.
Holland,
thank you. I'll write that down for the next one. And Alison Holland from Bury Hospice. So before we had the music and the off-air chat, you were talking, Helen, about what you want to do to sort of expand the hospice into the community. But Alison, you know, sort of, you know, maybe better than anybody else because of what it is that you've been doing with the hospice. You know, expanding services and increasing remit, that doesn't come for free, does it? And you are entirely set. All £3.5 million is you, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it costs over £3.5 million a year just to run the hospice, and that is just to run it. So we have to raise £3 million. And I don't think people are aware of that. They seem to think that we get a huge donation from the government and then we have to raise a small percentage, but we don't. We have to raise £3 million through our fundraising, through our retail and through our lottery. And a big part of that is the support from the community. So the events I was speaking about before, and we also held a brilliant comedy night with Colin Manford, but we also have the community out there doing events for us as third party events, and they just come to us and do the most amazing things for us to raise money. And just as a quick reflection of this, we've had people like the Best of Bury did a boogie bingo night for us, which raised £5,000. We have a Bury Hospice Ladies Lunch Committee, all independent ladies who ran a fantastic lunch a couple of months ago, which raised £14,000. The mosques in Bury through Ramadan, they all donated and contributed, and we had collections there, which was fantastic. We have schools all joined in doing the bunny hop, where they all wore bunny ears. And a big shout out to Ralph's Big Cycle. So we had a young Ralph Callan who cycled from Unsworth to Bacup with his mum and dad. Oh. He raised £5,000 in his little red T-shirt. In fact, I saw him on the cycle ride. But I have to say thank you to everybody who raises funds for us. And if you're doing the Manchester Marathon, or you're climbing up a hill, or you're walking, swimming, cycling, doing a cake sale, big, huge thank you, because without you, we could not survive.
There'll be people who've just finished the Great Manchester Run, won't they? Who'll have been raising money for you as well.
Yeah, people do the most amazing things. And I'll talk in a bit about other events that are coming up that people can get involved with, run by the hospice, and also third-party events that are coming up as well.
Oh, what was the Everesting thing that you were talking about before we came on, Helen? What was that?
So that was a local school last weekend. They did an Everest-style challenge, where young and older people cycled over a 24-hour period, and they raised over £3,000.
That's remarkable.
It was a 360 cycling club, wasn't it?
It's just amazing the amount of activity and the thought that's going into these events. But the other side of it as well, if anybody's got any ideas or thinks, actually, I'd like to do something, and you need a bit of help, just get in touch with us. We've got an amazing fundraising team. And, you know, if we can help, we will do.
Yeah, we can give social media support. We've got buckets, we've got T-shirts, we've got water bottles. We can supply all of the things that they need to take those events forward.
And we can help as well with, sometimes, you know, you've got to think about some of the logistics of doing some of these events. So we're really experienced with all of that. We can help with all of that. So don't be shy. No. Come forward and help us.
Yeah.
But I suppose for you, because this is the first time you've worked in the care sector and in a hospice environment, this must all sort of gladden your soul, mustn't it? That there's that much stuff going on.
Well, I was saying to you before we came on air, I get the best of both, really. You know, it's a real privilege for me to be in this role, and I see two sides. So one, yes. You know, from the fundraising and all the money that gets raised and the activity and meeting people, I had underestimated how great it was going to be to meet so many different people. And that's just fabulous. I've not even talked about our shops and our retail offer, and you know, so getting into that is for me, from a commercial and from a people point of view, great. But then really, all of that is then translating into the services that we offer.
Yeah.
And because that's why we're doing it. We're doing it so we can help more people. We're doing it so that, you know, we can have more inpatients, help more outpatients, help more families, extend our bereavement, and even go further. And we will do this year. We're going to test and reach more people. Easy words to say, I've probably got one of the best jobs ever. Because I get to see both sides. I get to see the translation of all that effort from the community, from our retail, from our businesses, and then I see what the care translates into.
And I know, you know, I've spoken to, you know, we've got quite a long-term relationship, and, you know, from talking to people who work there, I know there's been situations where you haven't been able to run the hospice at 100%. You know, you've had to shut beds, you've had to keep rooms closed. And when you know that there's people out there who need them and who want them, that's got to be one of the most frustrating things.
Yeah, it is. Although we're not in that position now.
Yeah.
You know, we're operating our beds, but we are going to open more beds. That's our ambition. But we know to open more beds, we need to fund and raise more money. So that's what we're going to do.
Right, we're going to take a break and then we will come back and we'll talk about what's going on over the summer and we will talk about what's going on in the future as well, and then we will wrap up. So we're going to break. We're going to have... Oh, we've had Helen ready. So we're going to have some more independent women. This is Destiny's Child.
Your number one local radio station, Roach Valley Radio.
Oh, what a tune that is. Love that song. That was all 5 minutes of Hole of the Moon by the Waterboys. Welcome back to Community Corner. My name's Tim Moore and you're listening to Roach Valley Radio on a Saturday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got Bury Hospice in today, who have had a very busy start to the year. There's an awful lot already gone on, but the summer is just going to get even. I've got notes scribbled all over the place about what you've got coming on over the summer, Alison.
Yes, we have a very busy summer coming up and lots of challenges that we're creating at the hospice for people to get involved with. So we've got a golf challenge on July the 1st at Bury Golf Club. For those people who love heights, we're abseiling down Peel Tower on June the 16th. So anybody who wants to get involved with that, and we'd love corporate teams to get involved in these. We'd love small businesses to bring teams along and get involved in anything. We've got a Three Peaks challenge on September the 1st. That's the Yorkshire Three Peaks. And then we've got a big black tie gala dinner supported by our patrons financial options group on September the 24th. And we're looking for contestants for our Strictly Best Foot Forward as well.
Oh, is it that time of year again?
It's getting to be that time of year again. So we're looking for people, stroke victims, to come along and get involved in that and to raise money for the hospice, learning to dance.
Maybe you'd like to.
Yeah. Tim, we were thinking.
Not a cat in hell. Honestly.
Can't sing and you can't dance.
I have no Fred Astaire. Not only somebody else, not only left two left feet, but somebody else's left feet. Absolutely not. We will support you as much as you want.
Oh, of course.
I remember a couple of years ago, David Catterall did it. Actually, in all seriousness, David did it, and he was very sort of fearsome about it, but he had an absolute blast. He loved it.
Everybody says it's not what they expected. Absolutely life-changing for some people.
I mean, it's full on and it's intense. But if you give yourself over to it, I think it can be absolutely brilliant. And the dancers that you have are just brilliant as well. That was one of the things that he said I've never met somebody with so much patience. You know, to manoeuvre my size 11 feet around the dance floor. Ooh, and the poor woman was covered in bruises by the end of it.
I know. And the event's getting bigger and bigger. It's getting a venue now to hold everybody. And the whole thing is like growing and growing. So anybody who wants to get involved in that, please do get in touch with us. We've got one thing that we hold every year is a Memorial Day, and we have a memorial event. So last year, the year before, we did a release of butterflies. This year, we're going to be doing something. We're going to put... producing memory birds, which is our hospice logo, and in all the colours of the boroughs, so there's 6 colours that we with all colourful ribbons, and we're asking people to purchase those to raise money for the hospice. And then we're going to be putting them on the Peel roundabout in the centre of Bury and creating a huge installation in the trees. So that'll be happening sort of August time, which is really interesting. We've got a ladies Ascot lunch coming up in June with the Elton's Women's Institute, Ramsbottom. Afternoon tea at Falshall's Ice Cream Farm, an ABBA tribute night at the stables, a duck race from the Bury Rotary on Ramsbottom Bridge, and these are all in June. We've got a great night.
Oh, hang on a minute, don't skip over the duck race. What do you mean you've got a duck race?
A duck race. Racing rubber ducks. Right, okay. The river, which is amazing. And I don't know what this one is, but I love the name. We've got a Thrash the Whippet night at the Bay Horse in June.
Have you?
Yes. I can't say more than that because I don't know what it is. But
they used to warn you about things like that.
I know, exactly. And our school's challenge continues, of which you are one of our judges.
I am one of your judges. This is a fantastic thing. And again, I think this sort of feeds back into your sort of desire to be more integrated into the community. It's a great thing to do. So you provide the school with a business leader who acts as a mentor and a guide. You get £50 worth of seed money, and then you create a young business innovation team who put a business plan together and use that at £50 as an investment to raise funds.
Yes.
God, it's such a good idea.
Yeah, it's great. And the ideas that schools are coming up with, for example, Phillips High are doing this art. They've got children's art, pupils' art, and they're putting it online, and they've created a virtual gallery.
Really?
So you can go on and you'll actually see it, walk through the gallery, and then you can put a bid in as well to bid for a piece of art. So there's some amazing ideas. And again, a big thank you to our business mentors. So we've got Garrick, we've got Financial Options Group, we've got PM&M, and we've got Pricewaterhouse. So it's really good. It started small, and we're going to grow it and grow it next year. But it's a great innovation for the schools. It's our Young Business Innovation Challenge. And we're going to have an event where we're presenting the cups and the trophies for the best plan, the best innovation, the best use of social media. So all the schools who take part will get some sort of recognition.
Yeah, and hopefully, I think we're going to try and get some of the kids on as well at some point so they can talk about their ideas and stuff like that, which would be absolutely brilliant. No,
I'm, again, thanks to the Berry Times as well. The Berry Times are supporting us on this. So it's
and the schools. Yeah. Schools have absolutely.
Yeah. So we've got Phillips High, Unsworth, Berry College, and Elton. So we've got some really good schools and some brilliant ideas and brilliant kids. So, and the businesses supporting, again, businesses are crucial. Business support is crucial to the hospice. So small businesses, big businesses, please come along. We've got a patron scheme. There's so many opportunities to get involved, whether you're doing the corporate challenge, get us a charity of the year, make us your charity of the year, or you want to become a patron of Berry Hospice, please just get in touch with us. And we'd be delighted to come and talk to you about everything.
And you mentioned it briefly before, Helen, but a massive shout out should also go to this army. You're like the point of the sword, really, aren't you? There's this sort of army behind you who are busy, you know, coming up with ideas and basically running things like this. It's you know, again, the sort of emotional, but the people buy into it, don't they?
Yeah, and it's not a it doesn't just happen. You know, there's a lot of this is a like the Strictly, it's a year's planning.
Yeah.
You know, the night happens, these events happen, and we know that this huge amount of work goes on in the background. But you're absolutely right. Before, part of the hospice is it's us being part. We're part of the community. So we're not just a building that is, near Fairfield Hospital. We are all over the borough.
And I know you wanted to bring attention to the shops as well, didn't you?
I did. So we've got six shops and a warehouse, and many of your listeners will be really familiar with them. But I think what they might not know are some of the stats that sit behind it, because we, through those shops, we help people get work experience. We support people that maybe have not been in work for a long time, get them back into a skilled profession. They're supported by over 200 volunteers, so those shops wouldn't work without our volunteers. We've got our paid staff. And, you know, of those shops, we've got a bridal shop, just big shout out for them. I know at this time of year, my daughter's recently got engaged, and, you know, so you become more alive and thinking about these shops. But our bridal shop's fabulous.
Have you bought a hat yet?
I haven't bought a hat, but I shall be looking shortly.
We are actually having a hat sale for our lady that's got lunch, so they're doing a big sale of the hats for that. So.
But, you know, it's... and a real focus this year on our shops, mm-hmm. because we, I don't know if I said it before, the statistic, but we handle about 10,000 bits of clothing that we sell we sell them on, but we avoid things like that going into landfill. We avoid, we help people with house clearances. So my big ask and shout out today, if for those that are listening, is if you want to volunteer, we'd love to hear from you, because our shops are part of our lifeblood, and they are the you know, often the front of the hospice. So if you want to volunteer, we'd love to hear from you. And obviously, donate to Berry Hospice, we're your local charity. So I'm not wanting other charities to not benefit from people's generosity, but Berry Hospice is Berry's charity.
It's a bit of an odd thing at the moment, volunteers, because we've here at Roche Valley Radio, we use a lot of volunteers as well, as we're all volunteers as part of our team. There is, unfortunately, such a demand for third party, for charity organisations and things like that, and there are people who want to give their time. But it's really, really difficult managing to get them at the end of the day, you know, because everyone's got the problems, everyone's got their own lives and everything like that. So it really does have to be said, the people who go out there and do a 6-hour shift behind the counter at Berry Hospice Shop at Longfield Precinct in Prestwich, you called them silent heroes before, didn't
you?
I did.
Yeah, they are. They absolutely are. And we dedicate some resource actually within the hospice. So we've got our workforce and volunteer coordinator is Josie, and most, you know, all our volunteers will know her. But part of her role is also thinking about their well-being and how can we help our volunteers. So some of our volunteers go on and get jobs, or they're there because they just want to give back, or we've all got different reasons as to why we volunteer. But yeah, they are. they are the unsung heroes, the silent heroes, the people who just get on it, get on day in, day out, and don't even ask for thanks.
And they stay for a long time. We've got people who've been there over 35 years who work for the hospice at the volunteer. Yeah. It's incredible.
In June, we've got a long service award ceremony for some of our, over 40 of our volunteers.
And I think you recently launched a cookbook, didn't you, in memory of one of the volunteers. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And it's raising money.
Yeah.
So it shows the interwoven nature of the hospice and the fact that it's a part of the community, it's in the community, it's working for the community, and it isn't. Some people think it's, as Alison said, it's an NHS funded organisation. No, it isn't. Yeah. It's Bury's Hospice Charity, and yes, we do receive some money, but it's a really small portion of the funding that's needed. But that's okay. Because we will we'll work hard.
We've got a great team, haven't we?
We have got a great team, and we will start to increase that service offer as well. It'll be a good year for Bury Hospice this next year and the year after, and we will be offering exactly what people are asking us to do, which is those services that mean the most.
Tell you what, she's good at this, isn't she?
She's brilliant.
I love it.
Yeah.
The other thing that I know you wanted to mention was the lottery as well.
Yeah, so, I wanted to kind of end with what's my ask, and so it's like the volunteers, you know, the shops, and but did you know we have a Bury lottery? And some people do know, and so I'm a convert, and, you know, I pay my, I think it's just over £4 a month, and I'm in the draw. And so I get the chance every month to win about £1,000. So please sign up to our lottery. It's a small way of giving, and I know times are hard now. I need to say that as well. That, you know, I absolutely recognise that with the economy, the pressure on fuel, money is tight, and people are having to make choices. So I don't ask for these things lightly. I recognise and know that. It's tough out there, but I would be remiss if I didn't say that our lottery is fabulous. Yeah. And you know, Lisa and Lauren, our lottery team, they're there, and they'd love to hear from you.
Brilliant. Okay. Amazingly enough, we've come to the end of the show. Okay, I told you it went quickly, didn't I? It's always a good show when you've got to sort of cram the telephone number and the website in at the end. But if people do want to help, if people do want to support, what the best way is buryhospice.org.uk as a first port of call.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. If they go on the website,
they've got all the details on there,
and it's easy to donate. It's yes. But if you are struggling, just give us a call.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in. Alison, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming back in again. We don't usually get return customers.
One last thing, Tim. I just need to sign you up to this ab sale down Peel Tower.
No.
The broadcast as you do
it. Oh, actually, the height. I don't know. You've got more chance of getting me down Peel Tower than you have me
dancing. Yeah, right. Well, we'll sign up later.
Let's put it that way. We'll talk about that when we're not on air, he says. Desperately trying to wriggle his way out of it.
Not letting you out the door.
There's nothing worse than on air producing. And no, honestly, thank you so much for coming in. I know we've got another session with you booked next May. We've got another session with you in June. So we'll look forward to having Bury Hospice, whoever it might be, back in then. But Helen, thank you so much for coming in. Hopefully we'll see you again soon.
I don't think you'd be able to get rid of me.
Yes? No. Oh, here we go. I like this.
It's in a blood now.
We've got gaps in the schedule if you fancy doing a show.
And thank you so much for inviting us in.
No worries. It's always an absolute pleasure. Thank you for listening, everybody. That's the end of the show for this week. We'll be back next Saturday, 1 o'clock, as always. Please look after each other for the rest of the week. And I look forward to seeing you next Saturday. Bye-bye.